It's Friday, and we're always joined to take a look at the weather by Eric Snodgrass. He's with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's start with a tweet that you put out earlier in the week. We know that there's an awful lot of corn standing in Michigan and Wisconsin and North Dakota. And your tweet had to do with that last state and the amount of snowfall that has managed to pile up there. What do we know about it?
Well, we know that the whole water picture in the Dakotas right now is pretty bad. And so it's not just what's on top, which, yeah, there are places. There's a huge section of the eastern and middle part of North Dakota and parts of South Dakota and even a little section of Nebraska that have already seen an entire winter's worth of snowfall. And, you know, we're really only a third of the way through winter, maybe not even that much. They get snow there until April. So, you know, this is rough. But what's the problem is underneath that, of course, the topsoil is frozen. And in some locations there, they've got an excess of 4 to 6 inches of water in the soil. So after I put out that tweet, I got a few guys responded to me saying their sump pumps haven't stopped running since September. And so they've, you know, imagine that everything's frozen, yet your sump pump just won't quit because of how much water's in the soil. And usually when we freeze that topsoil like that, and I don't see it thawing anytime soon, that means that moisture is all going to be there come spring. And that could be problematic. It just may mean very muddy conditions in early spring. Now, there's a lot of time between now and then, but it's a rough situation for those folks right now.
Yeah, we have to feel pretty sorry for them. What about the rest of us? Looks like we might be getting some rain.
Yeah, so we had a system that just skirted past us today a little bit to the south and east, and it's really soaking the southeast. Around here, we've actually got about 3 chances of rain in the next week. So we had a little bit of chance today. Tomorrow, we might even see just a little bit of snow coming in from the northwest. That clears out. And then by Tuesday, we have another shot. And then by the end of next week, next Friday into Saturday, that could actually be a much bigger event. Now, it's pretty far out there, but I'm going to be keeping a close eye on it. But as you know, the Corn Belt is drought-free right now. There's only one place really that I'm concerned about drought, and that's the stuff that's in southern Texas and the stuff that's in the Four Corner State. Now, just to put a bug in your ear, let's watch it. We just need to keep an eye on it because should the pattern change by spring and there's drought in that area, we know that historically sometimes it moves to the east, and therefore it's just an important factor for upcoming spring and summer forecast. But other than that, we're relatively mild. The pattern is favoring just wetter conditions, not snowier conditions around here.
Now, mild is good, but eventually for the wheat crop, mild could be not so great if it gets really cold really fast and we don't get much snow cover.
Yeah, and where that's a big problem, I think, is across the pond. So if we look at both ponds, one on the left and one on the right, you know, we've got over the Pacific Ocean, the flow pattern splitting and going north toward the Aleutian Islands and then south toward Hawaii. It's all coming back together over the desert southwest. Well, that same pattern is also forcing the jet stream north into parts of Europe, especially over Scandinavia. And if we push the jet stream north there, well, the temperatures are relatively mild through the Russian wheat belt, through Ukraine, through Turkey. And the problem there, of course, is they need that snow cover sitting on top of their winter wheat. Because when it does get cold, and it will eventually, you know, there could be some serious problems in that area without having snow on the ground.
Well, let's go to places where they are growing a crop actively at this point. In South America, we probably should check in on Mato Grosso and other places that raise both corn and soybeans.
Yeah, so when we think about Mato Grosso, we're already talking about a few regions that are already harvesting first crop soybeans. And in general, we're not hearing any reports that the yields are that far off. In fact, it's one of those years where when you look around the whole of the continent, actually, we just see spotty regions where there's been some weather stresses. Specifically, you know, go back over the last 10 days and southern Brazil was very hot and very dry. And I've seen some reports coming out of Parana that the full season corn there doesn't look so good. I've also seen some of that coming out of Mato Grosso and Rondonia and some places. So there's some pockets of dryness. But if we look at the forecast, what I do see coming up here by mid-month is the southern regions, and this includes Argentina, do look to have above average precipitation. It appears that it's going to dry out temporarily in the northern growing regions, which will be Mato Grosso, which the farmers in Mato Grosso would like. They want it to be dry now so they can get that first crop of beans out. But toward the end of the month, getting into February, it looks as though the eastern and northern growing regions could go back over to wet. So what we're going to have to watch carefully is week by week to see how fast or slow the harvesting process goes for this first crop of soybeans, especially Mato Grosso. That will end up determining how quickly they're able to get in the Safrinha crop, and then therefore probably the quality and quantity of that crop as well. But with the MJO taking over, it's going to be one of these things where they're going to kind of go on an on-again, off-again pattern with rainfall as the MJO cycles through its eight phases. So we got a lot to watch in South America as well.
So it's always about the MJO, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The MJO is finally our more dominant weather factor here in the near term. So for us here in the Northern Hemisphere, while we're in a mild pattern right now, remember, as the MJO goes back over and resets into phases 1, 2, and 3, that could send us back over into a colder pattern, and that may arrive sometime toward the end of the month. So winter is not over, although it kind of feels like it right now.
Hey, thanks so much, and maybe we can keep it over for a while. I kind of like that.
We'll see.
You have a great weekend, Eric. That's Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible and Nutrien Ag Solutions.